Well, right now, we need to turn our attention to these Dallas Observer Best Dallas Awards. Now, they do this every year. Since the great Robert Wolanski has departed the scene, I read shoots and that's about it over there. I've totally given up on the thing. But they have these divided into numerous categories. And up front, they put the best arts and culture. And in there, you'll find categories such as best gallery, best museum, best TV news show.
Yes.
Best TV news personality.
Yes.
Best sports TV personality.
Who won that?
Razor.
Oh, good.
Very deserved.
Best radio station, Talk.
Who won that?
That was won by KTCK AM 1310, The Ticket.
Oh, WRR.
Yes, WRR.
Where radio radiates.
That's right.
What'd they say about The Ticket?
We'll get to that if we have time here. We've got other things on our mind. Best radio station, Music.
Who won that?
91.7 or KNON?
KNON.
KNON.
Then we get into best radio personality.
Kid Craddock?
Oddly, no.
What? Bo and Jim?
No, not Bo and Jim.
Bo and Jim.
Adam Baum.
No, not Adam Baum. Not the great Adam Baum, oddly enough.
Clunky.
No. No, the winner is Corby Davidson, KZK AM 1310, The Ticket.
Corby Davidson, The Ticket.
Thank you.
Now, here's what they have to say about Corby Davidson.
You know, I'm done with The Observer now, too.
AM 1310, The Ticket.
What a bitch.
Oh, God.
Let's just read this first, and then we'll offer a little bit of commentary here. It is when Corby Davidson goes traipsing into the wild, microphone in hand, that The Ticket's afternoon drive show, The Hardline, earns its stripes. Things get raw and sometimes awkward. Like a recent escapade where he asked an interracial couple about the challenges of their relationship. Or a group of teenagers about various teenage exploits. Like the show he co-hosts with Mike Reiner, Davidson's segments, roving interviews, local news, entertainment news, go where the material takes him, and he never holds back.
Uh-huh.
That's the mark of a man devoted to producing entertaining radio at any cost. He also yells a lot, often for no reason, and it's funny.
Okay.
Well, can I say something first before you guys launch into me?
No, you can't.
Okay,
I certainly cannot.
Does The Observer not have any compassion for the other people that work on this show? Because in doing what you've done, you bastards, as if his ego couldn't be big enough as it is, now we've got to contend with this.
Now, I find it especially interesting that the thing they seem to be most focused on are these occasions when he goes traipsing into the wild, microphone in hand.
Right, where, how will you feed?
Where things get raw and sometimes awkward.
Yeah.
All right. Couple things here.
I can't wait.
Number one. Getting him to do this is like pulling teeth.
He's not a fan.
That's not true.
No.
That is not true. If there is ever an opportunity to go wireless, I do it.
Yeah, but you bitch about
it
so much.
I bitch about it because I look out there and I see like two people. And I'm like, really?
You do it, but it's always, oh, God. And we have to...
You know why?
We have to soften you up a little bit.
Because I have to be I have to be guy with the microphone and... No holds barred, and
you gotta be the snake.
I gotta be that guy.
Well, how did you make your name?
I don't know, but
By
I do
being
it.
The snake.
But I do it. I gotta get geared up for it.
Okay, so there's that. Number one,
Cora,
getting him to do this is a devastating exercise for us.
Whatevs.
Try just
for y'all. I'm sorry.
Just try.
Oh man.
Look, try to prop him
you
up.
You want to do it then?
Take your beating.
You want to do it?
Take your beating.
Okay,
be quiet
I will.
And take
all
your
right.
beating.
Okay.
Number two. All these magic moments that they talk about that happen, like when he's,
when he asks the interracial couple
about
their
the
marriage.
Challenges of their relationship, or a group of teenagers about various teenage exploits. First of all, he has no idea where he's going once he's out there. And all of these questions that these magical answers come from, they come from us.
Oh, God.
They we're come the ones, from us.
Hey, I tune you two not heads.
Whatever. We're the ones feeding you your genius.
Oh, so don't sit there and take credit for that. The only
I'm not taking credit for anything.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not. All I'm doing is just pointing this out.
Okay, sure, sure. Okay, fine. Hey, can you move your computer over? My award needs to sit there.
Oh, look at him. He's pissed now.
Does he have an actual award?
No, I don't have an award. There's no award.
Yeah, there is, too.
There's an award?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're
man.
You're going to get something for this.
You're going to get a plaque.
All right.
You can put it next to the gift you got from Susquehanna for working here for 10 years.
Yeah, where's that
it's
at
It's on
now?
Top of the refrigerator.
At work. It's on top of the work fridge. And the clock is set to 420. Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Anything else?
How did you petition for this?
I didn't even know it was coming up. I got an email saying won.
You had to submit something mm-hmm. for it.
Submit?
Yeah, there was a form that had to be filled out.
You had to send him a tape or something.
Right.
Oh, man, I wish.
He had to write an essay.
Yeah, well, my essay blew everybody out of the water.
Well, clearly, nobody who voted for this thing or had any say in how this was to be disseminated is either black or Mexican. That is obvious.
Uh-huh. Well, we know that the Observer is a very lily-white operation.
Yes,
so,
clearly.
Yeah.
They have Ask a Mexican.
They vote for their own, as one would say. Well, this is a... this is an incredibly high honor.
All right, what do you have to say about all this?
It's you know what? It's very nice. I learned that this morning, and it's very nice and very embarrassing because as I texted you.
Oh, you should have seen the text.
As I texted him today, I was like, look.
He was going, I won. With about five exclamation points.
I beat Kid.
I won.
Yes, I won.
Mine said, I finally beat Craddock. I did it.
Yeah. I'm the best radio personality ever.
Finally, I'm recognized. My plan has worked. I overthrew the hammer, and I finally won. I'm going to read my text to you, you jackwagon.
I just read it.
You didn't read anything.
All right. I'm telling the truth here. I am telling the truth. Whatever he's about to tell you, this is a bold-faced lie.
Fabrication.
Check your email. I got a link sent to me this morning. I'm sending it to you. Yes, I'm aware. This is a preemptive strike.
What did that mean?
That meant check your email.
Okay, I saw nothing in my email.
Well, then it didn't get there.
A preemptive strike against what?
Because
it would be
non-disclosure. Oh,
It is non-disclosure.
Look at you winning all the awards,
it
not telling us.
It is non-disclosure. I never heard a thing about this until 10 minutes ago.
Well, the minute I got it, I was like, oh, this is really cool. And then I thought, oh, no, we got to go on the air today.
This is the worst thing that could have ever happened to me.
Yes. It's like a roast. It's awful and embarrassing, but it's nice. It's very nice. I'll just leave it at that. It's very kind.
Snake.
Nope, now you got to get your balls branded, so get ready for that.
Man.
You have to get the Dallas Observer logo branded
right,
on
them. Right, on my testicles.
Yes,
fabulous.
On your testicles.
Fabulous. Well, thank you guys for your support. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, we're all very proud of you.
I support you fully. Look, what's good for one is good for all in this thing.
Right, I agree.
You know?
I totally agree. Let me just say this. Next year when you win, I'm just going to reach my hand out and just shake it. Just be like, hey, brother, well played. And we won't even mention it on the air.
That's fine with me, because I won't win. The Observer hates me.
Oh, they do. You'll never win.
Oh, I know. And you know what? I hate them right back.
Thank you, Observer.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Observer, and congratulations, Snake. That's great for you.
Thank you very much.
All right, up next, let's get into a little bit more Rangers baseball talk here on the team.